You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Spring sports off and rolling at the high school level. As you just heard during that last break, a couple of exciting games last night. The Emory Spartan boys baseball team taking it to North Sampete, grabbing a 7-2 win. Easton Gordon was phenomenal offensively in that game. And then the Carbon boys squad, they opened up the year. Unfortunately, it was a loss as they fell to 4A Springville. But it's great to get spring sports back and off and rolling. Now this weekend, it'll be a busy one for the Emory High School soccer squad. They will travel to St. George. They have three games in 2 days. Friday, Saturday, they'll take on Tooele, Summit Academy, and then Saturday against Delta 3. Very, very good squads. And then after that, the season just gets off and rolling. Joining us right now to talk a bit about the upcoming season, we have head coach Troy Winter. Coach, it is great to get you on. Great to talk some Emory soccer. Thank you again for the time today.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you as well, too.
No problem. No problem. My pleasure. Coach, we'll dive right into it. I mean, you guys are going to open up the season this weekend. You have two games in 3 days, two on Friday and one on Saturday. Kind of a brutal stretch as well. You guys will take on Tooele, Summit Academy, and Delta right out of the gate. I mean, that's a tough three-game stretch.
Correct. It is. Yeah, it's going to be a good challenge. It'll be a good opportunity to see what the boys have ready to go at the beginning of the season here.
There's such a quick turnaround, Coach, going from winter sports into spring sports, and really it's such a compact season. I mean, you guys start this weekend, the season wraps up at the beginning of May, so really there's not a whole lot of time as far as prep goes for these boys. What are some of the things that you do during the off season to prepare the team for what's going to be a lot of soccer in a very short amount of time?
You know, that's a very good question. We, you know, as far as the summer programs and the winter programs that we have going on right now, they do a lot of club soccer here locally. We travel quite extensively, you know, through the winter, playing futsal, indoor soccer, and then through the summer there we have several tournaments that we'll hit through the summer as well, too.
So it sounds like it's well balanced, but I'm sure you guys have several multiple athletes on the team as well.
We do, correct. Yep, and that's always the key, is getting them multiple athletes, you know, tuned up with, you know, from going from a basketball to a soccer ball, or from, you know, wrestling to, you know, to soccer as well, too. So it's definitely a challenge, and it takes, you know, a little bit of time for sure.
In your mind, Coach, which sport translates best with soccer, or is there one?
Basketball, I think, translates good as far as passings and zones, you know, and wrestling is good as well, too, as far as hard work and, you know, a lot of dedication as well, too.
Well, Coach, let's talk about the roster this year. I mean, you guys had a pretty decent season last year, to say the least. You finished above 500 in league play, and we can talk about that in a moment. But who are some of the kids coming back this year that you expect to really have an impact and kind of lead this team?
You know, we have several players. We're going to be returning, you know, about eight starters from last year. Our defense is going to be anchored by Jacob Hudson, John Bailing. You know, right now, those are the two standouts on defense. Our midfield area, there's going to be some play from Tanyan Allred, Brock Winter, Parker Sermon, and Jimmy Bailing as well, too, that it's going to be, you know, really key, you know, for us in them areas and stuff. And we've got one key player, Dalton Bennett, that he's kind of bounced around in several positions. He's kind of been multi-talented, so we're looking for some good play from him as well, too. At our forward position, it's kind of a coin toss there. We have a couple of exchange students, one that's going to be playing that forward position, so we'll see how that goes. With a couple returning, you know, Dallin Ward, Spencer Hadfield, you know, in them positions as well, too. So,
how much of last year's success do you believe will translate to this year for these kids who, you know, they were able to log some serious minutes for you? I mean, does that play a factor looking at what you guys were able to accomplish last year?
Absolutely. This year, I believe that, you know, the things that we were able to get accomplished, the excitement that we had from the end of the season last year, has translated, you know, through our summer program, through our winter program, and the excitement that we have going on right now. So there's some, you know, some core things that have been going on and stuff there that I really think that the boys will come out and, you know, be really excited and ready to go right off the bat. So.
If we talk about last year, I mean, 7-5 again in league play, 10-6 overall for you guys. You just miss out on grabbing that three spot. I mean, Gunnison gets it because they finished with a tie instead of a loss, so they were 7-4-1. You guys get American Leadership in the first round of the state tournament, and you fall 2-0. I mean, American Leadership is known as it's a pretty good soccer program, right? I mean, that, even though you lost that game, it's something to build off of.
Absolutely. ALA is a very good soccer team. We played them the year prior and got throttled. The boys come back and they said no matter who we play, we want to make a good showing and make sure that everybody knows that, you know, as they come back, you know, next year and the year after, that they know that they play Emory High and, you know, we play hard and stuff. And you know, ALA, the coaching staff and the players were very, very complimentary of Emory High. You know, they're soccer players here and their good attitudes and their hard work and, you know, willing to just put that effort forward. So.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Troy Winter of the Emory High School soccer squad. They'll begin the season this weekend. Coach, we'll look ahead and go over the 2A Central. I mean, we're talking Manti, Wasatch Academy, Gunnison, Grand, South Sevier, and North Sevier. All in all, we're talking about six other schools grouped in with Emory that are traditionally very competitive in every sport. So, you know, you can look at who they're bringing back, but it probably doesn't matter. I mean, you know that it's going to be a tough outing every time you guys take the field in league play.
Absolutely. Each game, there's no give me games. You know, in this league here, in this division and stuff. You know, there's teams that are stronger and weaker. But if we decide not to show up on a weaker team, then they'll take it to us and stuff. So we have to be on our toes, you know, and be ready to play every game.
Manti finished last year at 10-1-1. I mean, do you expect them to be a major player once again for the top spot in the region?
I do. I think Manti, they're returning a lot of players. They traditionally have had a program that, you know, is built from the youth up as well too. And you know, I really honestly feel, you know, as a coach here, I feel that we between ourselves and them will be contending for that first place, that region spot.
I know Wasatch Academy, it's the same boat in every sport. It's hard to kind of prepare for a team like that because you just don't know what they're going to have when they come into each season. In the world of soccer, they go 9-3 last year again. They're typically a major contender for a state championship. Is it very similar to basketball and where they have an advantage that it's hard to prepare for going into a year?
You know, they do have a little bit of an advantage and stuff. It's not as characteristic as basketball, for example, you know, as far as the recruitment or the opportunity to have the athletes that they have. I'm very good friends with the coach there. And they actually, his task, I feel, is harder than mine because he has to take a nucleus of kids that have never met each other, have never known each other the first day of March and make them a team, you know, and stuff. So, but that not saying, they do have a lot of kids that are individual soccer players and show up and play soccer as well too, so they'll definitely be a contender again this year.
Three games in 2 days for you guys this weekend. What does the week of practice look like for you and your team?
This week has been a lot of fundamentals. We've just been working on the fundamental stuff. Not been setting a lot of scrimmage time, so that full 11v11 is going to come to, you know, it's going to be a little bit harder this week as far as the tournament goes. But fundamentals, and if we don't do them fundamental things, then everything else will fall apart. So that's what we've been working on mostly.
Not a lot of time to get prepared for league play. After this weekend, you guys dive right into it, and you'll travel to Manti on March 16th, which is just 8 days away. So between now and then, what are some of the things that you as a coach look for specifically this weekend when the team is out on the field?
It's going to be a lot of hard work and effort. Those that that have that drive and want, you know, want to play soccer, have a desire to, you know, to want to be successful on the soccer field. And so that's what we'll kind of, you know, watch for this weekend. It's kind of a preseason opportunity to see who's going to stand out, who's going to give us 110%, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's a lot different than some of the other sports. I mean, basketball, we're talking about 10-12 games. Baseball, much of the same. I mean, you get 10-12 outings to really develop what you want developed before you dive into league play. That's not the case with soccer. I mean, you guys dive right into it.
Absolutely, and it makes it a little bit more challenging. You know, and that's again, you go back to our off season workouts and stuff, making sure that our off season workouts are where they need to be to help us, you know, be ready at that time, you know, and stuff when that league play does start. You know, get a couple preseason tune up games, and then we're right into it.
Well, Coach, it is definitely fun to talk some Emory soccer. I really appreciate you making time for us. Best of luck this weekend as you guys will travel down south to St. George, and hopefully we can catch up again next week and kind of recap how the weekend went.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I appreciate it so much for the support and the recognition for these boys. Thank you very much.
No, definitely. It's my pleasure. Have a great day, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, Coach Troy Winter of the Emory High School Soccer Squad, as we talk about their new season. Off and rolling this weekend. Again, Twilla, Summit Academy on Friday, Delta on Saturday. Stay tuned to Castle Country Radio. We'll continue to follow the Emory Soccer Squad throughout the entire season. We're going to break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to talk NBA basketball. Tonight, the Utah Jazz take on the Houston Rockets. That's a very interesting game. Very interesting game. Houston's playing well right now. The Jazz four games back of the Rockets for the three spot in the Western Conference. Do they match up well with the Rockets? Plus, there's a lot of MVP chatter going on in the NBA. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you go any other direction other than Russell Westbrook, you're wrong. I think it's that simple. We'll talk about the MVP race as well when we return here on Drive Time Sports.